Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Resilience is My Beauty with yours truly, Tawanta J. What's going on, everybody? How are you all doing? I hope everyone is doing amazing and you're feeling good and all is well with you. You know what's up. Come on in and drop your bags. You had a long day, baby. I know, honey. Go ahead and just take off your shoes, get comfortable, grab you something warm and comforting to drink, and come on in our room and have a sit down, girl. Prop your feet up, get your soft blankie. Go ahead, take a sip of that drink, girl. Take a deep breath in. Exhale slow. Hey, 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 what's up, family? How are you all doing? Oh, my goodness. I am just, wow, man. I am just so overwhelmed with so much joy and gratitude right now. But how you doing? How you doing? How was your weekend? How's your family doing? How's life treating you? I hope everyone is saying it's all good. It's all good in spite of the little hiccups. But at the end of the day, it's all good, right? Man, let me first off say, I am so grateful for you guys. Oh my gosh. You know, I mean, wow, I'm just so humbled right now. And I explain why I'm so excited, because this past week I had received an email from Spotify where they send out their annual report, I guess, of your year on podcast or whatever. And, you know, they give you the logistics of, you know, how your show has been throughout the year, and, you know, out of all your episodes, which of those episodes were the most popular and all those great things. And, you know, I said, well, let me go check it out. So I clicked on it and I was like, okay, this is cool. And some of the episodes I were already familiar with. I mean, because I already have pretty much the listings of all of my episodes that I have uploaded or recorded, you know, already see the numbers of listeners and whatnot. So, you know, I was like, okay, well, that's awesome. That's great to see. And then it went further in terms of, you know, the listeners, you know, how many people, you know, have listened, or, you know, or how many people I've reached, you know, or have reached, you know, in their homes or wherever. So I clicked on that. And of course, you know, United States, you know, it remains on top, and that's awesome. And out of the United States, it was, you know, quite a few states, you know, that people were actually listening to this podcast. And I was like, awesome. That's great. That's great to hear. That's great to see that, what have you. And then when I scrolled down, man, I saw all these countries. And I was like, whoa. It's like, what is this? New Zealand, man. I was like, New Zealand? What? Are you kidding me? And then the list kept going and going, and I was scrolling down and it was still going. I was like, what? And I just couldn't even register that in my brain, man. I was like, wait a minute. Are you telling me that these countries from New Zealand to Madagascar, they actually are listening to me? It just blew me away. Oh my gosh, y'all. When I saw the list of these countries, over 6+ countries, man, it just blew my mind. Y'all, listen. I just don't know what else to say, but thank you. I am so humbled and so grateful, because, oh my gosh, man, this was a dream. This was just a vision that I had a couple of years ago, And, you know, I said, you know what, I'm going to make this happen. I don't know nothing about podcasting, but I know it's, you know, becoming a major, major platform. And, you know, I want to be able to use this platform because I have something to say, right? I have something to say. And, you know, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I was so nervous and scared and everything. And, you know, I didn't do it like immediately, but maybe a couple of months later, I just went full throttle, man. I got my equipment, which I didn't really need that, but I did it anyway, just to, you know, get myself started and whatnot. And it's been heaven bliss ever since, man. It has really been a blessing for me. I get great joy coming on here and connecting with my family, man, my resilience family. And you know, I just, there'll be times when I wonder, you know, does my voice matter? You know, I sometimes wonder, am I doing this in vain? There were times that I wanted to quit. There were times when I was like, man, I don't know if I should be doing this because I'm not really getting the numbers. I'm not really getting a lot of feedback and this, that, or whatever. I was so drawn into that, you know what I'm saying? And that kind of distracted me from my purpose of why I decided to do this podcast in the first place. And, you know, I really had to grow up on that. I really had to, separate myself from people, from, you know, people's, you know, what response and all those things, you know, because at the end of the day, it really didn't matter. If it was just one person that was inspired and that really felt something and it made a difference in their life, then you know what? It was worth it. It was worth it. So, man, let me tell you, man, I mean, the list of those countries, even in Dubai, oh my gosh. And that's one of my dream vacations. I want to go to Dubai one day. And just to see that Dubai was on the list, I was like, what? Dubai? I'm like, what, man? This is crazy. And especially in Africa and oh my God, Germany and Bangladesh? Yes, Bangladesh. And oh my God, it was just so many. I can't even name on the top of my head. Canada, definitely Canada. Oh my gosh. Oh my God. It was just, it's the list was just going on and on and on and on. I could not believe it. And it just, I mean, I didn't cry, but I was crying from the inside. You know what I mean? Because I was just overwhelmed with joy, but I was so humbled at the same time. And God is just so amazing because He knows our thoughts even before we even open up our mouths and express what we're thinking about or what we're feeling about. And like I said, there have been times, man, that, you know, behind the scenes, you know, before I even press this button to go on live, I'm like, is it worth me doing this? You know, is it worth me going on here? And God just brought that email to my attention, and you know, and I clicked on it, and to see what has happened, what has taken place in the year of 2020, it's just mind-boggling, man. It's just amazing to me. And this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning, guys. So, I mean, yeah, I just want to say thank you to everyone from you know, from the USA. Yes, my home. On to, oh my God, to Germany, to Africa, to India, oh my gosh, I think Sweden too, Australia, Austria, oh my gosh, it's so many, I can't even think of at my heart how the names of these beautiful countries, man, but thank you, thank you. I mean, I hope and I truly pray that what you have been listening to what episodes you've been listening to. I hope that it truly blessed you. I hope that it really has helped you to look at your life in a different perspective, and especially for women out there. And it also had a graph of, you know, of the sexes. So it was like, you know, they had females, how many females was actually, you know, listening to the podcast, and it even had men. And I was like, whoa. Well, I mean, I knew a couple of my friends, listened, but I don't even know, because it was a good size of that pie. You know what I'm saying? That good slice of that pie on that graph of men that was listening, you know, to my podcast. So I don't even know if the men are from here, you know, in America, or if they are from, you know, in one of those countries. I have no clue. But either way, I am grateful, you know? So thank you, my brothers. Thank you, my beautiful men. Thank you so much for making this podcast a success. In my heart, it is a success. It's still growing, of course, but you know what? I am just so grateful. Oh my gosh. I'm just, wow. This is something, guys, that I just want to continue to remind you all that whatever vision that God gives you, or whatever dreams that God gives you, go for it. Do not hesitate. Do not ponder on that thing. Do not continue to talk about it, but don't be about it. You know what I'm saying? Just make it happen, because you just don't know how powerful your ministry really is, and how it can really break down the walls, not knock on doors, but break down the walls that was so difficult to break down. You don't understand the power, ladies, and I'm speaking to my sisters. You don't understand the power that is within you. Like I told you before, I didn't think my voice mattered, man. I really didn't. I mean, I knew I wanted to take advantage of this platform, and I knew I had something to say, but I didn't realize how much it really made a difference in so many people's lives. And just to actually see the full, the blueprint, to see the overall, you know, the account of what has transpired. Oh my gosh. It just blew me away. It really, really did, man. And I'm just forever grateful, and I'm very thankful. And it has really taught me a lot to really not get so lost in the numbers of people, or as far as how many people are listening or how many people are not listening and or supporting. Because let me tell you, there are countless of podcasts out there that may have over hundreds of listeners, you know, or people that support their podcast, but very few actually listen to the podcast. You know what I'm saying? And very few actually respond or really, you know, really support it, you know, 100%. So don't get so caught up into that. You know what I mean? Don't get so wrapped up into that, because that can really distract you and, you know, distract you away from your purpose and your assignment. You know what I mean? And that's what was my issue in the early part of starting this podcast, man. I was just getting all wrapped up and caught up, you know, in terms of how many people is going to support, how many people are actually going to listen. And, you know, I was like, oh man, the numbers are going to grow. I'm going to have like maybe 50 listeners, and, you know, and I'm going to have, you know, feedback from all these different platforms, you know, and whatnot. I ain't get nothing. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get no support in terms of feedback, in terms of, you know, the large numbers of listeners. I have not broken the record of 50 listeners in a matter of days yet, but that's coming. I'm claiming that. That's coming, okay? Now, through the course of the weeks and months and, you know, the past couple of years, the episodes that I have previously recorded or have done, they have already, you know, exceeded that. They have already exceeded that, the numbers, right? And that's amazing. That's awesome, you know? But at the end of the day, you know, I don't need to, you know, just stress myself like that about the numbers. Because it's not even about that. It's just about taking full advantage of this platform and just, you know, using the ministry that God has put in me and be a blessing to my sisters, to be a blessing to my brothers out there, to be a blessing to my Resilience family, and to encourage you and to motivate you and to inspire you and to let you know that you are not alone in this situation. You are not by yourself, girlfriend. And more importantly, that God loves you. God loves you. He loves you. Did you hear what I said? He loves you. So it doesn't matter what you did just about 10 minutes ago. It doesn't matter what you said yesterday. It doesn't matter how you tripped up last week. At the end of the day, God still loves you. You know what I mean? And that's the whole point. That's the message. And also to remind you too, that you are a beautiful being from the inside out. Just to remind my beautiful sisters that you are strong, you are powerful, you are gifted, girl. And just doing that one simple thing, like what I'm doing here, you just don't understand how much it can change so many people's lives. So yes, I just wanted just to take that time out just to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your love and your support. And making this podcast stand out, you know, and it is knocking on some doors, okay? It's knocking on some doors over there. I don't know who doors is knocking on, but I just truly believe that it's, you know, it's going to take this podcast to another level, okay? And I'm just speaking that and declaring that, you know, in Jesus' name, for real, you know, and just watching what God is doing, man. Just watch what he's doing. And the thing is, not to give up, you know, I'm not quitting. I'm not caving in. I'm not going to, like, you know, throw in the white towel kind of thing. No, I'm going to keep on going as long as I have breath in my body. By the help and grace of God, I'm going to be coming on here and do what I do best. And that is communicate. That is to share the love. That is to, you know, make you laugh, you know. Yeah, sometimes make you cry, you know. And yeah. And sometimes make you mad. You know, you're going to go through all of that. But at the end of the day, though, You know who to go to when you really are feeling over, you know, emotionally overwhelmed, and that is God our Father. So listen, guys, thank you so, so much. Wow, man, I'm just in awe. And when I found this out, this was this past week, I was going to come on immediately, but I said, no, I'm going to wait. Plus, I had other things going on too. So I really could not just come on like that. I could have. It just totally been raw. You know, words all over the place. But you will understand, my heart was just so overwhelmed, you know, with joy and excitement. And again, this is such a humbling experience. And it's just, you know, God is just continues to amaze me, and also to remind me that, you know, he has this all under control, and that there's no need for me to worry or doubt or, you know, be concerned about who is actually listening. It doesn't matter, as long as I do what he has given me the strength to do. And that's it, you know, that's it. So we're going to go ahead and get started here. I want to talk to you about, you know, but that actually should remind you all about, you know, you are heading somewhere. You know, right now, a lot of us are looking at our life currently and we feel like we're stuck. We feel like we're not doing anything. We feel like there's nothing happening. And I get it. I've been there before where we feel like we're just in an emotional stump and and you feel stuck and it's like, what is going on with me? Like, what is happening? Why am I not accelerating like other people? Why am I not, you know, in this particular position in my life professionally, and, you know, all these things. And of course, with, you know, with COVID happening and whatnot, it really has, you know, put everything on pause, or just about everything on pause. And, you know, it feels like you just don't know where to go. But let me tell you that you are heading somewhere. Okay, you are definitely heading somewhere, and that know for sure that your destiny has already been pre-assigned. It's already set, ready to go, because God has already established that for you, beloved. Right now, where you are, I get it. You feel confused, frustrated, empty, lost, and all those things. But this is the time where you definitely need to take advantage of that reset. And how many times have I said that in the previous episodes before about reset? You still need to do that. We still need to take that daily self-evaluation of our lives. And I don't think a lot of us are actually taking it very seriously, because where we are now is not going to fit in the new season to come, which is, you know, soon to be 2021. And, you know, things now have changed, and a lot of people are still stuck in time. And you can't not be stuck in time when time is still moving. Okay, you're going to be left behind, okay? And that's when it becomes really frustrating for a lot of us out there, because, you know, you feel stuck, you feel like you're not moving ahead, and you like, what's going on, blah, blah, blah. Baby, you are the one that's keeping yourself stuck. Everything is still moving forward. It's just you that's still standing there like, hello, what about me? Hello, what about me? Well, what about you? What about you? You're not going to have all the answers right now. You're not. But what you do have is still enough to get you to move forward. And you may not know exactly where you're going, but God knows. You may not know exactly, you know, which direction you're going, but God knows. And he knows exactly where to guide you and to lead you. So definitely realize that you're not... you're not lost. Okay. You're not stuck. You're not, you know, being, you know, left behind and all of those things, because God has your life set up for you. It's already predestined. It's already preassigned. You know, it's already preordained. Okay. It's set. It's set. All you need to do is just take the time that God allows you to have. Take this day and just enjoy it, period. Just enjoy it. Don't waste your time focusing about the what, the what or shoulda, couldas, and ifs and maybes and all of, don't do that to yourself. I've done it to myself, and guess what? It's just wasting time. You're wasting your energy and your breath. And you're getting flustered and frustrated because nothing can change. It's already been documented. It's already set in time. It's in the past right now. You know what I'm saying? What you had yesterday, you can't get it no more. Now, and I don't mean like literally 24 hours ago. I'm talking about 24 years ago or 10 years ago. Okay. You can't do nothing about it anymore. So now you focus on right now. Okay. Are you listening to me? You focus on right now. Today is the day that you definitely take full advantage of and embrace every minute of it. Embrace every minute of it. I get it. It's so much going on in this world, in this country. And especially now that I have this full book blueprint of my voice traveling all over the world, you know, I know a lot is going on in your country, in Africa, in Bangladesh, in Germany, in Switzerland, in New Zealand, in Amsterdam, in Australia, and all in Austria, in Dubai. I know it's a lot going on over there. But likewise, baby, don't let that stuff get to you. This is your day, the day that God has allowed you to see. Take full advantage of it. You are heading somewhere. Don't worry about where you're going. God will reveal it to you in due time, but he doesn't want you to take this day and waste it by trying to figure things out, you know, and getting all worked up for no reason. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't want you to do that. He wants you to know that I already have your life set up. It's already perfected, period. So all you need to do is just walk with boldness, walk with gladness, right? And just enjoy the moment. Because you're heading somewhere. Just know for sure that you are heading somewhere. And where that place is, you best believe it's all good. Because God ain't going to take you someplace that's going to be scary, that's going to cause any bodily harm or physical harm or mental harm. No, he's going to take you someplace that is full of joy, full of love, full of peace, full of blessings, full of excitement. Come on. And that's what you need to be looking forward to anyway. Starting right now, this is the day that the Lord has made. And you what? You supposed to what? Hello, I didn't hear you. What'd you say, honey? Yes, rejoice. Exactly. You're supposed to rejoice and be glad in it. So yeah, take this day. Don't be sad. Don't be upset. Don't get mad at what's going on with Washington and what's going on with, you know, with the world. Pray for the world. That's what it needs more than anything. It needs our prayers. We are supposed to pray, and God takes care of the heart of man, period. That's his job, and our job is to pray for our country, to pray for our neighbors, to pray for our high officials, to pray for, you know, pray for your enemies. Pray for the people that don't like you at your job. Come on, pray for yourself. Hello. You know, don't exclude yourself out that picture, but you know, pray for yourself too. Right? But at the end of the day, he wants us just truly just to be at peace and to be at rest in him, because we know without no worries that God has our lives all under control. So yeah, you heading somewhere, darling, and you heading someplace that is going to take you and it's going to bless you. And it's going to really change your perspective on things. Right now, this is the time, like I said, to do your self-evaluation. There are some things, you know, that is not proper, that ain't good, ain't right. You know, there's still some issues that you've been fighting off for a while. Come on, because we all have those experiences, and we have to really ask God to help us or teach us or deliver us from whatever it is. You know what I mean? And so we can be able to do better and be better when we enter into that new season. We would know exactly how to handle situations. We would know how to deal with certain situations. It won't affect us as much as it used to, because we finally have opened ourselves up to allow God to come and to clean us up from the inside out. Okay. And I know what I'm saying, because I've been there and I'm going through it now, actually going through it right now. You know what? My heart has been broken. It has been mushed to pieces. It has been mashed. It has been stomped on. Oh my goodness, child. My heart has gone through. I don't see how it can be repaired, I would say. But I know my God. God is the one who is, you know, repairing me. Okay, he's repairing me because I want him to. I want him to come in and show me his love. God is love, period, right? But I want him to show me his love. Show me how to be loved. Show me, how to love myself more. Okay, I'm just keeping it raw and real with you guys, because I know for us sisters out there, we sometimes, you know, we looking for love, but we looking for love in the wrong people. Okay, we looking love for the wrong at the wrong folk now. Come on now. Okay, we have to just put that on pause, because we get so easily caught up in the words of what, you know, that person says or what have you. And you like, oh, Lord, I'm in love. No, you ain't. Mm-mm. Nope, 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 nope. But this is the time for us ladies to truly ask God, Lord, show me your love. Teach me your love. Right. And he would do that. And it's a process for all of us. It's a process for all of us because a lot of us think we know what love really is, but we really, really don't. We really, really don't. And maybe, you know, we need to just, you know, be educated, you know, by the greatest love of all, you know, and that is God our Father. And he is the greatest teacher that can show us love, that can teach us love, right? Because once we know who he is, then we know what love is. And then we know how to love ourselves because he is in us, correct? All right. So take that time out to learn. Take that time out to really do some, you know, self-evaluation for yourself. Isolate yourself from the people that's around you. Take that time out and just find a place, whether it's at the park, whether it's in your car, whether it's at the library, whether it's at Barnes and Nobles or whatever. Find some place that is quiet and it's just you and the Holy Spirit is you and God. And just allow him to minister to you in his word, through his word, right? Just have a general conversation. You walk in somewhere and you just open up and you just speak to him and he's listening. He's right there walking with you anyway. And have that moment of time to really think of, you know, let him speak to you. Right. Don't let it be a monologue. Let it be a dialogue. Right. Because we go ahead and talk, but we don't give God the opportunity to talk back to us. So, you know, just go ahead and speak your truth, but give time, give him that moment so he can, you know, minister to you, you know. And this is a journey, y'all. This is a journey. But let me tell you something. You're still going somewhere. This opportunity right now, where you think that you feel like you stuck and you lost and confused and you don't know what to do with yourself right now, baby girl, no, you still moving. Even though you're not physically moving your feet, you still moving. You're not stuck in your heart. You're not stuck in time no more. You said, you know what? I'm still going to keep on moving. I'm still going to keep on asking questions. I'm still going to keep on, inquiring some things, you know what I mean? And that's what he wants you to do. He wants you to continuously, connect with him. That's what he wants from us, and to enjoy the day. And the wonderful thing about God is that he continues to pamper us every single day. And some of us sisters don't even realize that. You know, he showed his love to us through the trees, through flowers, through people, maybe through your children. Your kids may come unexpectedly in the room and just give you kisses and hugs and stuff like that. Or they may say something like, oh, mom, your makeup looks pretty, or your hair looks nice, or mom, you look so pretty today, or whatever. And you probably didn't put no foundation on. You know, you pampered yourself, but that's about all. You may put a little lip gloss on, but that's it. And you looking at your child like with a twisted head, like, you're like, excuse me? You know, but they come in and you think they saying that because, you know, they really got, you know, they got a whole different motive, you know, because you know how our kids are. They may come in, sound all nice, like, hi, mom. Like, okay, what's up? What you need? What you want? What you want? Don't come in here with that because you don't mean it. What you want? What you want? You know? You know, but at the end of the day, I mean, they come in sincere and they're like, mom, I don't want anything. Like, okay, I know you, girl. I gave birth to you, child. What is it that you want? You know, it's like, mom, I don't want anything. I just came to check up on you, you know, and you look so pretty today and this, that, or whatever. It's like, oh, okay. Right. But if, you know, as time passes on, you realize that's God ministering through your child. That's God speaking through your child, telling you that you are beautiful, that you are pretty, that you are gorgeous, or that you are talented, and or whatever that, you know, God has ministered to your child, or through your spouse or your family or your friends or whoever. He lets you know, he reminds you that you are important to him, that you matter to him, and that what he's gifted you with, you know, it matters, right? And don't rush time, right? You know, everything is going to come at the appointed time, and that's God's time. You understand what I'm saying? Not your time, but God's time. When you hear that word appointed time, that's God's timing, okay? So don't rush time, don't rush God. God knows exactly what he's doing, and you need to know what you're supposed to be doing. And that is to rest in him, and that is to enjoy the day that he has allowed you to have, and to not worry about anything. Okay, do not take this world in and consume it into your heart, into your spirit, where it confuses you and have you going tipsy turvy crazy and stuff, and you just don't know what you're like. I don't know what to do. Stop. I know what I'm saying because I did it too. Okay, but that's what the devil wants. He wants you to be perplexed and confused and scared and anxious and overwhelmed and upset and angry and pitiful and miserable. He wants you to go back in that dark place. Block that. Say, no, devil, that is not happening today. I am the righteousness of God. I am the apple of God's eye. Come on, there is light in me because God is in me, and I am unique, and I am wonderfully and fearfully made. There is greatness in me. I am a resilient woman. I am a strong woman. I am a powerful woman. I am an anointed woman. So there's greatness in me. I'm heading somewhere. You know what I'm saying? I'm going somewhere, right? And I'm going to enjoy the moment because God is with me, and I don't need to be concerned or worry about anything. I don't need to be concerned about anything because what I have is going to make a huge difference in somebody's life. I'm a living witness, y'all. I am a true witness to that because God revealed that to me last week. And I'm so excited as to what he has planned for me this coming year. I cannot wait. So guys, listen, I hope this blessed you. I really hope this blessed you, man. You know, because, wow, there's a lot. It's a lot, yes, going on in this world. But you don't need to be concerned about the world at all because that's not your problem. No, it's not. You just only be concerned about, you know, the things that God has set for your life. Get excited. Expect the good things of what God is doing right now in your life. I'm expecting new things that to come my way because God is working on a new thing for you. He's working on a new thing for you. So you better be ready. Get ready. As T.D. Jakes would say, you know what I'm saying, sis? Get ready, y'all. Don't waste another minute, you know, complaining and getting flustered or frustrated because you're not where you see your sister friend is on YouTube or Facebook or Instagram. Girl, please. They live in their life because that's where they're supposed to be. That's their assignment right now, right? You are soon to come. You are soon to follow, right? But, you know, but in the meantime, just enjoy yourself, enjoy life, and enjoy it more abundantly. So just listen, guys, I hope that you have a phenomenal day or evening, right? And I will definitely come back, God willing, you know, and continue on blessing you with some more nuggets, of course. And again, I want to say thank you for the love and the support of making this podcast where it is at this point. It is knocking on a lot of doors. It's breaking down a lot of walls. And man, I just can't wait to see what God has already planned out for this ministry right here. So we're going to close out with a prayer. And I, again, thank you to all my brothers out there. Oh man, I appreciate my brothers because you helped too. You really did. And continue to spread this podcast out, share it out, you know, to your loved ones, to your wife, to your family, your mom, your sister, your friends, or whoever. And you let them know about this podcast, that this podcast is totally unique and is totally different. It's one of a kind. That's right. Because it came from a one of a kind woman. That's me. right? So my podcast is all about, you know, about motivation. It's all about inspiration. It's all about, you know, knowing who you are in Christ, knowing who you are as a woman, knowing who you are as a wife, as a mother, just knowing your gifts, knowing your values, knowing that you are strong, knowing that, you know, you can make it. In spite of all, you can make it. And yes, you are heading somewhere. You're going somewhere because your journey has already been preordained, predestined, preassigned. It is already set for you. So Father God, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this platform. Oh my goodness, how blessed and thankful and humble I am. God, you continue to just show your glory every step of the way. I am just so grateful to be able to share and showcase my talents and my gifts to the world. I pray, oh God, that those who are listening to me, that God, you bless them. You know their story. You know what's on their hearts. You know what's going on in their life. And I ask you, God, to fulfill every areas that is lacking in their lives right now. Heal those who are brokenhearted. Deliver those who are going through right now. Comfort those who are mentally challenged. Oh God, let every woman know out there that she matters, that she is loved by you, and that there is greatness in her, and that she is not lost, that she is not forgotten, that you love her more than she ever know. Show her your love, oh God, so she knows that you are there with her, that you have always and you will always be there with her by her side. I thank you, oh God, for this opportunity. I thank you, Father God, for my family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.